Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Enjoy this show. And if you are not a member of Mug Club, we play newest gender pronouns and discuss the royal family in a way that would be a gross violation. I don't even want to say guidelines on the platform to which you're listening right now. Just decorum bordering on human decency. So if that sounds appealing, join Mug Club. Enjoy the show.
Have a deep, abiding respect for the constitutional law that created this country. And some people don't. Started liberalism, Mug Club can stop it.
GrabShop.com!
I get why ladies drink this way. My mom used to drink her lattes this way back in French Canada, and it feels nice, the warm mug in the hand.
Warms the hand.
I don't know.
It does.
Ooh.
It warms the hand. By the way, everyone, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's going to be a big show. Thanksgiving, of course. I love Thanksgiving, and I won't feel guilty about it. Neither should you. we have a lot that we're going to be talking about today. Hold on, let me turn my headphones down a little bit. A lot we're going to be talking about today. We're a little late because we wanted to do some research, do our due diligence on Daryl Brooks Jr., the, I keep wanting to say shooter, but then I realize you don't need a firearm to commit
the car was
mass murder.
Yeah.
An absolute
away those
tragedy
cars.
That the media is not covering. So we have his social media posts. We have his rap sheet, all of them. We verified these through court documents. I would say the social media posts, 95% certain that these are accurate. We've verified the veracity. And I just want you to be prepared today. We're also going to be talking about Ghislaine Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
Ghislaine Maxwell?
Ghislaine?
The lady who helped underage sex trafficking with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, I shouldn't.
I honestly thought it was Ghislaine.
Yeah, well, it could be. Or that was her nickname, or it's her real name.
No, I really did think that. I'm not even making a cheap joke.
No,
I
know.
Which is what I would normally do.
Oh, Mr. Landau, you and your cheap tricks. But there will be some whataboutism today, and I think it's entirely appropriate. What if? Because everyone said, what if Kyle Rittenhouse was black? Well, what if, and I will read these to you today, these were said about white people. What if Kyle Rittenhouse had said anything like this mass murderer who was absolutely racially motivated, who had a disdain for white people? And I'm not saying that black people are more racist than white people or vice versa. What I'm saying is that racism is a universal problem, and it has been exacerbated in our lifetime by an irresponsible media. They want to blame the right wing for saying that people from January 6th shouldn't be sentenced to 4 years in prison for trespassing. I think the media is responsible for telling black people that white people hate them in general, and the system is stacked against them, and it creates animosity that is not productive for anyone. And of course, they're not doing their work when it comes to this man right now.
Yeah.
Terrorist attack? I don't know. Racially motivated? 100%. So we'll talk about all of that. But before, Gerald A., how are you?
I am doing well on this Thanksgiving. Mm,
thank you, Mr. Pilgrim.
Pilgrim.
Yes.
Berries and cream.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Good. Thank
yes,
you.
He always wears
it's
that.
It's going to get dark really quickly.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's like Mr. Rogers. He changes out of that into what you see him on air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we lost the map over here.
Oh, you lost the map over here? Sorry, let me bring this back up. We also have some technical difficulties here today. Quarter Black Garrett, how are you?
What's up? What's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know.
You have a ponytail.
Hey, what's
wrong? You look like a
biker. It's practical.
Yeah, okay. You and Triple H. And then he will be at the Syracuse Funny Bone.
Practical.
He'll be at the Syracuse Funny Bone December 17th through 18th. Yeah. The quickest man on his feet, Dave Landau. How are you?
Huh? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy hoy. I'm great.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Wait a second.
What?
I'm on you.
But I'm on you.
We're each other. It's available at crowdershop.com too.
Yeah.
All of these.
Ahoy.
And just so you know.
I hate my face.
There is no show.
I love it.
Well, there's
great.
No live. Well, actually, there is a show tomorrow by popular request. Best Riffs with Dave and I.
Oh,
could be
yeah.
in 2 or 3 hours. So we want you to have something to listen to that's just pure laughs going into Thanksgiving. And we'll be back the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Boom.
Yep.
Not taking weeks off like Bill Maher. Bill Maher
got to go into hibernation.
Bill Maher is always on vacation.
Is this available at Crowder Shop? I mean,
dear God, I hope not.
Outfit?
Yeah, it's under the Gerald's.
Guys, come on. Let me get through. We're not The View.
We're not?
Oh, listen, I don't know what, Kyle Rittenhouse, like my ex-husband, doesn't wash his feet.
What are you saying?
I thought we call this man The View.
Yes, The View.
I'm Republican.
I'm a Republican and a Navarro.
Why? In what way?
I don't know.
I have to fill a place.
I am a placeholder, like the card when you go to the rehearsal dinner that you don't want. That's me in a person. Anna Navarro, Republican. So if you don't see the show on YouTube, we have no idea what's going to happen at any given time. We stream Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. You can watch it on Rumble. You can watch it, of course, on Mug Club, loudwithcrowder.com/Mug Club. There's another hour and hour every day. Today we'll be playing Newest Gender Pronouns, which, as you well know, could never be played on YouTube.
Never.
But before we get into everything here, I guess now this is something from leftists on TikTok. It's a new outrage every day. Here we go.
So I have this thing, a little quirk, if you will. I have hair in my armpit. I have it there for a few reasons.
You must be very proud of yourself.
Two, the patriarchy. And three, your response to them tells me everything I need to know about you.
Yeah, also you look like Clint Howard when he played the Asian baby.
I like her sideburns. That's hot on a scale.
Yes, exactly. I'm not. You know what I love in a woman? You know what I look for? Mm. It's good mutton chops.
Yes. I've always said that.
I'm not so much concerned about the hair under the armpits. It's the lack of hair on three quarters of your head.
I want you to look like Groundskeeper Willie.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. I want you to look like the last emperor.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Oh, you know what? That's true. She is Asian. We didn't take that into account.
Yeah, exactly.
Is she?
Is that not cultural appropriation?
I'm sorry.
Oddly enough, I didn't notice her race. I was too busy noticing everything else that's nonsense.
Well, listen, don't buy anything from her in a shop that you need to feed after midnight. So,
especially her. I'll take my chances with a Mogwai over that.
Yes. By the way, hey, question. You guys comment below. Why do you think it is that the media has not reported at all on Daryl Brooks Jr.'s past racism? And it is racism.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone is intensely racist and you don't call it out, that usually means that you are racist. If you don't call it out where there's actual racism, if you call out racism where it doesn't exist with Kyle Rittenhouse, and there was that interview on Tucker Carlson, I thought he did a great job. And then you cease to call out racism. You are incapable of calling it out when someone says that they hate white people and they will run people over, namely white people, and we'll get to this in a second. I think it means that you're racist. Like Charles Manson, some people on the left are looking for a race war, and I just hope that we can avoid it at all costs. Listen, black, white, you're welcome to watch this show. You're welcome to come to our live shows, Dave's live shows. We just ask that you don't burn stuff down.
That's true. Don't be a racist dirtbag,
no matter
what color.
It's a blanket rule.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
No.
Metaphorically, you can burn the house down.
Yes.
Well, bring the
house down. I encourage that.
Yes, absolutely.
Bring it down.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that because we're white. That's cultural appropriation. Let's not talk about Black Santa.
No.
So, Beto O'Rourke, let's talk about this really quickly, is pandering, as you know, for the Latino vote.
Yeah, speaking of cultural appropriation.
And people don't realize how conservative a lot of Southern Hispanic or Mexican-American ranchers are.
Like all of them?
Yeah. Well, this guy confronted Beto, and I don't usually do the gotcha stuff, but this guy is fantastic. Let's watch it.
I'm Robert. Robert, you're my tocayo.
I'm native Estonian.
Thank you for being
on behalf of the ranchers and oil and gas and farmers.
Yes, sir.
And Maxine Water.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in your grill telling you don't come back. We don't want you here. Thank you.
All right?
Thank you. Get the hell out. You ain't taking my gun, either.
Wait, take my gun.
Get your hands off of me. Get your hands off of me. Adios. Woo! How do you like that? Woo! We're still here in Texas.
Ain't nobody want you here.
Watch this.
No means no. Three times, you lost twice.
Watch this.
Hey, Beto! Come and take it! Property.
You gotta get going, bro.
Hey, I love the way you blow! And you too!
I love that guy.
How embarrassed is the guy with a rape whistle?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's really all he can do is blow a whistle at him. Yeah. Take that.
Take it. This will be a slightly shrill sound. It's okay, I'm immune. I listen to the view, bro.
Yeah, it's fine.
I love that.
He's like, I think I'm going to lose.
He's like, oh, man, they don't like me here.
Hey, yeah. Robert. Yeah. I love that. He's just
I love that he's.
Out.
I love when somebody's being insulted, but he won't let go of his hand.
Yeah.
It's like the extra layer.
I think he even said thank you after he was like, get the hell out.
Oh, yeah, because he's so scared. He's like, yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Come take my gun.
Yeah, come take my gun. A real Mexican. I can't kick flip my way out of this one.
You want my gun, muchacho?
No. Spanish. What do I do?
And you say, what does vatos mean? He said, adios, vatos.
Oh, vatos is
like or something.
It's
like
friend,
that.
Right?
It is friends, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like, I think in a way, like
that. Sorry, people out there are going to be pissed off that we're not trans.
Well,
see you, friend.
I think he meant vato. Like it's usually a friendly thing. It could be bad.
I think he meant it ironically. He's a hipster Mexican rancher.
I think.
What do you got for us?
This is it's Chicano slang, Hispanic youth, guy, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it's in a friendly way.
When I was in the Latin counts, I used to say that to my friends.
You got all the tattoos.
Orale, vato.
All right. It's Thanksgiving, so we do have some good news for you.
Uh-huh.
Warning, we don't.
Sorry.
But former Vice President Joe Biden delivered this in time for Thanksgiving.
Now, after years of wages being flat or falling behind, we're also seeing something else.
Inflation.
Things are getting better for American workers.
Printing money.
Higher wages.
Okay, so let me just say this. Fact check. Fact check, technically kind of true. But let me give you some context. So first off, under Donald Trump, hourly earnings increased to a high of $23.38 between 2018 and 2019. That's a 1.7% increase when adjusted for inflation. Here's the thing.
Unprecedented.
Hourly earnings is not the metric that is most accurate.
No.
We've talked about this. You can search it. We have all references, of course, available at ladderwithcrowder.com, the link in the description. Average household income is a more important metric. Why? Well, look. The job of flipping a burger is not worth twice what it was worth 10 years ago when adjusted for inflation. That job is worth a set amount hourly. However, average annual earnings takes into account people who are promoted, people who move. Yep. It takes into account all of these different facets, your age, right? That's one of the biggest determining factors in how much you make. And with Donald Trump, average household incomes increased by $5,000 in 3 years compared to $1,000 under Obama for 8 years. And here's the real truth about Joe Biden's quote. Real average hourly earnings when accounting for inflation, that pesky devil, that rapscallion, decreased by 0.5% for the month because of a 0.9% inflation increase, which negated the 0.4%. Basically, your money is worth less today than it was yesterday.
Not a joke.
Not a joke.
It's entirely
true. Yeah.
And I believe that the wages went up during Trump because people were doing well.
People were working.
So it was sort of voluntary.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes,
wait,
exactly.
You mean the government wasn't just handing out money that they had just printed hot off the presses?
Well, they did that too. But it wasn't their sole plan.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Hey, if we can just print more money, why tax any?
Yeah, really. I'd personally like to know. Why?
Honestly, it's like, well, we're going to tax you. We're going to increase your taxes 24%. Come on. And then we're going to print another couple trillion. And we know that to the penny, this will be paid for. How do you know?
All we have to do is pay for the paper.
I absorb the powers of the girls in the shower. Come on.
It's like if I make everyone a sandwich and then I just take all the sandwiches and I'm like, you can't have a sandwich tomorrow either.
Right.
And you're like, well, why'd you make so many? And you're like, I don't know.
But then you're like, everybody had sandwiches.
It's just like this Build Back Better. People say, well, there's a lot of good in there that Americans like. Sure, but there's a lot in there that completely subverts the institutions of a constitutional republic. If someone said, hey, I have a stew. And it's, you know, most of it is beef and barley. You say, that sounds delicious. Yeah. And there's 1% shit, human shit. Would you say, well, give me, just take the whole stew?
I think we should.
It's one piece of human shit doesn't spoil the whole stew. No, it actually does. Listeria doesn't care your color or creed.
Like, well, what if I don't eat it? Well, it'll ferment.
Yes.
And in about a year, it'll be all shit.
Yes. Just put it in wine sack. Yeah. See what happens.
I'd have it now if I were you.
You can't put new wine shit in wine sack.
Yes. Something in the Bible about wine skins. I don't know. By the way, it also means that your holiday is going to be a little bit pricier here at Thanksgiving. I think everybody knows that. And I don't just mean for those who are commuting with, you know, what decade high gas prices. Yeah. But here's the thing. Don't be bothered because the NBC folks over there, the reporters who are just like you, just like you, have some helpful advice for Thanksgiving.
And while we are on the topic of something that could be controversial, perhaps forego the turkey.
What?
Bear with me.
Whoa,
I know
insane.
That is the staple of the Thanksgiving meal.
Kidding.
However, some people think turkey is overrated, and so it tends to be the most expensive thing on the table.
Who?
Maybe you do an Italian feast instead.
What?
And I will say this. If you tell everyone you're having a Thanksgiving without turkey, some guests may drop off the list, and that's a way to cut costs, too.
Yeah, take granny off dialysis. There's a way to cut costs.
Yeah, don't hang out with your family. Maybe you don't like them anyway.
Yeah.
That's spend time alone. That'll save
that,
some time.
I hear a
goofball.
What is it?
What is that noise?
What is that?
Oh, geez.
Oh.
What the?
How, white man, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I want to give you the sacred gift of tobacco.
Oh,
I want to trade with you.
Oh, well, thank you. Nice. Thank you very much. I only wish that we had something to.
I think we got
something to give you.
Whoa, why
maybe we got something. Hold on.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, grab some fire water over there for our First Nations
friend. Did he just
I don't know.
Yeah,
let's get rid of that.
Scalp.
We all did it.
There's another one. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You got some wild turkey over there.
Oh, nice.
You know what? I wish. Yeah. I think I have something for you here.
Oh. Okay. Well.
I don't know. All I have is these.
Oh, geez.
These old blankets.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, perfect. Actually. Look. I come bearing the gift of Built Bars.
Oh, that's a gift.
Look at that.
Yes, Built Bars. If you don't know your people, those are actually fantastic protein bars, low carbohydrate, and they have a real chocolate in there.
Ah, they taste like dessert.
I just like this.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you
very much. There's plenty of antioxidants in that wild turkey as well.
Plenty of antioxidants in that wild turkey.
Oh, okay. What is he doing over there?
Yeah, no. We'll do that. We'll come back to him later. Lord. I think he's misinterpreted.
Oh, hey, no. Right.
That's enough.
No, that's enough. That's enough.
Hey, builtbar.com.
Built.com.
15% off your next order.
You get it off it.
There's so much.
Did he leave a scalp?
Hey, we all did it.
Well, no, we didn't. I think that's not the point.
Hey, we're all BuiltBar.com. You get 15% off. I really do. I eat them. I use them as a candy bar.
Scalps?
And make sure they're token on that he understands. About what's happening later in the show. Before we move on here,
fantastic stuff.
This is going to make a headline somewhere. Back in 2017, while we're talking about Thanksgiving, because some people want to do away with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people are. And by the way, the Pilgrims did exchange peacefully with the natives. When you're talking about Thanksgiving, this long predates a lot of the wars that happened and the battles. I just don't understand. When people say give the land back, well, which one?
To who?
Which tribe? I don't know. Is the fault only that the last people standing? Do you have any idea how viciously Native American tribes fought for a very long time? The only reason that some Native Americans live in certain areas is because they sided up with the colonialists to try and protect themselves against other natives who were killing their wives and children and enslaving them, just to be clear. So nothing really bothers. I shouldn't say nothing bothers me more. Chlamydia. But it's very bothersome. When you see the First Nations, I'm like, well, hold on a second. But he's an Iroquois. You're a Huron. He's Algonquin. You're Comanche. Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea? Well, you guys
did. Saint Clair.
Yes. Saint Clair. Anyway, speaking of traditions that we have to do away with, remember in 2017 when John Oliver mocked President Trump for claiming that, statues, where does it end with statues coming down? Here you go, a refresher.
Statues are how we glorify people, or in the case of one in Tokyo, how we glorify giant radioactive lizards. And yet, the president's concern seems to be that tearing down statues leads to a slippery slope.
This week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop?
Okay, well, I'll tell you where it stops. Somewhere. Anytime someone asks, where does it stop? The answer is always, fucking somewhere.
It's always nice to be John Oliver and not have to actually draw the line or put...
Yeah. You
know, or answer the question.
Sign your name
or have an argument
to hold accountability. It ends somewhere. Really? Where? Well, I don't know, but what should we do this other joke about Tilda Swinton? Fuck you, Tilda Swinton!
You know, his audience, like, did you hear the tentative laughter? They're like, is this supposed to be funny?
Are we I think he is funny, but that being said,
they were saying
it would only end with the Confederates for the first time now in City Hall. Mm. The statue of Thomas Jefferson, I believe in New York City, gone. Here you go.
I'm sorry.
Now, let me be clear. This
Are you
is,
serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel better already.
Yeah.
Yeah. This country just seems so much better now.
Yeah, it's so much better to get rid of. Look.
I love to show him the future, too, in 2017 and be like, you want to see where it ends?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Here's somewhere.
Here's your mask. Get used to it.
Go back to him in 2013 and say, hey, by the way, men are going to be able to compete professionally as women in combat sports. Well, he's just using a slippery slope argument. Sure, I am. And by the way, the International Olympic Committee just now said you don't even have to lower your hormone levels to that of a woman.
That's
so that was kind of the one argument they always use. Yeah. Like, well, my hormone levels have been the same of a woman for a year. Right. Doesn't change. Now you don't even have to do that.
A year?
They punt it to the sports. They don't punt steroid use for men to sports, but you know what?
Yeah, yeah.
Tomato testosterone. Now, here, to be clear, the reason they're getting rid of Thomas Jefferson, it's predicated on the idea that he owned slaves, and that's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. So did everybody back then. Now, keep in mind that Thomas Jefferson vocally abhorred the practice of slavery. He said that we would never be able to live up to our ideals as a nation of all men created equal with the concept of slavery. He freed two slaves during his life, and he freed more after he died. He was the only one. He wasn't actually able to free all of them because he had debts.
Yeah.
He would,
He
bet on the Lions.
He did.
Nobody should do
that. He wrote a 198-word anti-slavery passage for the Declaration of Independence. He condemned slavery as an evil foisted upon the colonies by the crown. Here's what he wrote. He has waged cruel war against human nature himself, violating its most sacred rights of life and liberty in the persons of a distant people who never offended him, captivating and carrying them into slavery in another hemisphere or to incur miserable death in their transportation. Thither. That's a nice word.
Thither. It's very infrequently
used. Add that to the vocab.
But this is the guy who literally brought the idea and the phrase, all men are created equal, to our country.
Yeah.
This is the guy who did that.
Slavery existed at that point.
Yeah.
You can't do away with it in a day. He did everything that he could at that point. No one's perfect.
Well, not only that, it was completely what was going on during, and like, everywhere. That's what it was. Yes. It was, there was no other way to live. That's how it was. That's how people saw them.
Yeah.
And he saw them as people when other people, frankly, didn't.
Right.
He saw them as equipment. And it's sad, but that's just what it was.
What's funny to me is when you have African Americans who have no connection to the, you know, what is referred to as the motherland, Muhammad Ali, Richard Pryor, that's what they would refer to Africa as, the continent. They'll wear this garb that often will be representative of countries that still have some form of slavery or indentured servitude. Mm-hmm. Do we say Nancy Pelosi can't wear the scarf?
Yeah. You're wearing the uniform of the people that sold people into slavery as well.
Right. First slave owner in America was black.
Yep. Look, people get mad. Slavery was never racially motivated. There were racial components used afterwards to justify like people perverted the Bible. But there were white people who were enslaved. There were Mediterranean people who were enslaved. If you look at the North African slave trade in China, other Asian people were enslaved. Other Chinese people were enslaved. If you look at the history with the Mongols, with the Japanese, this is something. In other words, people have enslaved other people who they've conquered since the beginning of time. The United States freed slaves without conquering. That's one thing, too, that's surprising. That's singularly unique about the United States of America. We fought a war to free slaves, which many people would argue would have been to the benefit of the oppressors. Where else can you think of oppressors fighting a war to end their own reign of oppression?
You're welcome.
By the way, we're going to do the Ghislaine Maxwell segment after. It says it here in the map. We're going to do it after the Waukesha. So let's make sure we move this here. Okay. Let's get into the Waukesha update.
What are they? I didn't mean to. But anyway, sorry.
What?
What are they doing with the statue?
Where do they put it?
I thought
I'd see that in a thrift shop somewhere.
Yeah, you can just buy it. It's like a cigar store.
I believe
it's going to be a Seinfeld episode.
I got
got a Thomas Jefferson statue.
That's how you use the carpool lane.
Right. Someone just puts a feather hat on. I'm like, whoa, hey, this is Chief Big Bear. Whoa, 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 whoa. It looks like Thomas Jefferson. Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Used to be. Never heard of him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
By the way, would you like a gun while you're here? We have diamonds, we have guns, and this Thomas Jefferson. I mean, tobacco story. And whoa, 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 whoa.
Listen, I think Texas would love to proudly display the person who contributed so much to the United States of America, yeah, making it to where it is.
Yes.
I think we would love the statue in the great state of Texas. So if it's going in mothballs, New York, you got a willing buyer.
Yeah, doesn't New York have other problems?
No, not at all. No.
No, I live there. I always felt safe.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, nah, wait, look, I know, you know what's going to solve the boarded up shops on 5th and really the entire city? Getting rid of the man who said all men are created equal. Let's get rid of that statue. Yeah. Let's make sure that we have our priorities straight. Hey, you. Hey, Cuomo. Stop grabbing the tits of that intern. No, is a statue gone? I think we're good.
Yes, perhaps the statue will be raped and murdered in one of their many parks.
Yes, exactly. Ah. Yeah, well, you know what? We abandon old traditions to make way for new traditions.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You could just destroy the bat signal now. Everything's good.
Yes.
You don't need
the Cuomo signal. It's just a penis.
Yeah, so control room, make sure you guys move the Maxwell thing. Are we good there, Tokunon? You guys got it?
Nipple rings.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. You don't need to do it. Make sure control room does it. Okay, look, here, I want to get into Waukesha. What happened yesterday? We were here live while CNN was still saying he or her. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the suspect, the criminal, the mass murderer in question had been identified, and we brought that to you while CNN. I guess either they don't know how to do their job or they're lying. You have to pick one.
He or she.
Yes.
You are fake news.
So we did some more digging on the suspect, and I think this is really important. I want this to be a capsule where you can get all the information that you need to, because there's a lot of information out there. And I will tell you, I do this for a living. It's hard to parse through what's real and what's fake, and there have been some fake reports coming from both the left and the right. I would say in this case, there have been a lot on the right who've jumped on information that they have not confirmed. So pretty confident in everything that we're confirming here. Yeah. We'll make this all available at LouderCutter.com. And I want to bring one thing to your attention here. Keep in mind that Kyle Rittenhouse voluntarily gave his phone over to the authorities. They went through it with a fine-tooth comb and didn't even find a meme.
That's crazy.
On a 17-year-old's phone.
Right. They found nothing. Can any of you say that?
No.
They found absolutely nothing. And so when they say that his self-defense was racially motivated, I'm going to bring to you the criminal record and what this man, Daryl Brooks Jr., who mowed down women and children. I don't know what the death toll is up to now. Last I checked, it was 5, maybe 6, and there are kids in critical condition. God, thoughts and prayers. People say, is that all you have to offer? That's about all I have to offer right now. It's better than you offering nothing.
Yeah. It's just heartbreaking.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. So I do want you to think, what if, in this case, this man was white and what he had said? I think it's entirely appropriate because we've been playing the what if game for a while. Hold on, I have to make sure that I find this. Okay. So, 5 deaths, by the way. Yeah, okay. 5 deaths, 4 females, 1 male, 18 children hospitalized, ages 3 to 16. Anyway, it's heartbreaking. Mm. So Daryl Brooks Jr., Math Boy Fly was one of his social media account names. So if you see that on screen, that's Daryl Brooks Jr.
Math Boy.
He's been charged. What did I say?
No, you said that. I'm like,
Math
Boy. Sorry, Math Boy with an
boy.
I.
Yeah, Boy.
Not Grammar Boy.
Yeah.
It's not Aquila in the B, folks. This is real life. There's no Lawrence Fishburne.
Ah.
So it's not Family Matters. He's been charged with 11 crimes going back to 1999. So let me give you, there's a problem first with cash bail. There's a problem here with us. People say we need to reform the prison system. And for some reason, we always assume that it's because we have too many people incarcerated. Right. Well, we actually have a problem where people who need to be incarcerated for longer periods of time cannot be let out on the street to harm people. I think that the criteria should be, is this person violent? Are they a threat to other people violently? Are they a flight risk? Right? Let's start with that. And in this case, the man was in all of those categories. Checked every box. Ding, ding, ding. So let's go back through his crimes. Math Boy, substantial battery, intended bodily harm, a Class E felony. In 2010, strangulation and suffocation. 2008, statutory sexual seduction. 2011, resisting or obstructing an officer. Last year, he was charged with 2 counts of recklessly endangering safety with a dangerous weapon and 1 count of illegally possessing a firearm. On November 5th, he was charged with recklessly endangering safety, domestic violence, and bail jumping. There was also a charge where he tried to run over the mother of his child with his car. On November 5th, this is not the first time he's tried to run over someone with his car. There's also a police report where, when police tried to arrest him, he tried to run over one of those officers with his car. It's his car. All the greats have their calling card.
Wow.
And then he was released on November 11th, $1,000 bail. $1,000 bail.
Seems pretty low.
The DA set this bail. John Chisholm is somewhat of a, he's somewhat of a progressive hero. 2015, also serial masturbator. I know it's hard if I say Jeffrey Toobin. You say who? Well, we can't bring up a picture of his dick. I know that would be easier to identify him.
Meet Toobin.
He said about this DA, Chisholm stuck his neck out there and started saying that prosecutors should also be judged by their success in reducing mass incarceration and in achieving racial equity. Just, I believe, yesterday, AOC was talking about how we need to be reducing sentences and make it easier for the underprivileged to get out. Look, how about this? If we use the criteria, are you violent? Are you a threat to people? Are you a flight risk? It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. You're not getting out.
Yeah.
But if you see it through the lens of race...
Oh, a guy with suffocation charges and trying to run people over. I always see that as underprivileged.
Yes, that's the issue there.
Well, and AOC's thing, she was like, well, this disproportionately affects poor people. I'm like, no, it disproportionately affects criminal assholes.
Yeah, no,
and
it disproportionately. Well, it disproportionately affects people who get run over with their cars.
Well, that's
domestic abusers like Jacob Blake, keep in mind, who digitally raped the woman whose restraining order he was violating at that moment before he reached for a knife with the cops.
Or Rosenbaum, a pedo who gets out the day he dies for some reason.
Yeah, look, it's just happenstance. Just a roll of the dice. It's just a roll of the pedophile dice.
$1,000 bail and you pay 10%, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means that guy had to come up with 100 big ones.
Wow. I think it was $1,000 on $10,000 is what he had to pay.
Is that what he had to pay?
Yeah, the bond was okay.
So
$10,000.
Western Union made a killing.
Not really.
So let's go to his social media post because people are saying we don't know anything about his motivation.
Yeah.
Now again, I ask you, what if Math Boy? What if I keep Daryl Brooks Jr. was white? Would have been continually released? Because again, the idea of this DA, of what AOC, they say, we need to make sure that these offenders are more easily released back into the public because they're underprivileged if they're black. They see it through the prism of race. What if he was white? Now, let's go through the social media accounts. We have no idea as to the inspiration of this guy. It's not a terrorist incident. Keep in mind, Kyle Rittenhouse, nothing on his phone. And by the way, before I move on, smash that like button on YouTube right now and share this out if you can, because... about to go through some info that might get us in trouble. It's all documented. We have no idea what YouTube's going to do. Anything you can do to share and let people know. They need to be hearing this. Here are some of the posts from Math Boy. He wrote, learned ND taught behavior. So when we start back knocking white people, TF Ion, want to hear it. The old. Hey, Quarter Black Garrett, you understand this a little bit better.
Let me see here.
Yeah.
Learned, so learned and taught behavior. So phrase learned and taught behavior. So when we
switch white people with black people here, though, just to make
okay. When we start back knocking black people, the fuck, I ain't want hear it. The black people.
The old black people.
The old black people. People. This is difficult to read.
Yeah.
People, too.
It's almost like the man
knocked him the fuck out. Period.
Yep.
You got knocked up.
Yeah, so he's saying, go knock out old white people, just to be clear.
Yeah.
Go knock out old white people. Again, what if he was a white guy and he said this about black people? Would we not be calling it domestic terrorism? Let me read another one. November 18th, 2015 post. When something happens to white America, they want an eye for an eye. When something happens to black America, we are told to pray about it and let it go. Well, that's not accurate. November 18th, 2015.
That's not true.
Melaninated worldwide revolution. And you can see some of the posts for people who are listening on audio.
Sounds like black supremacy.
August 29th, 2016. White people outraged after Gabby Douglas doesn't put her hand over her heart during the national anthem. We have November 4th, 2015. Question, why are we so complacent with our oppression? Until we hate oppression more than we hate each other, nothing will change. May 13th, 2017. This is not the home of the free and land of the brave. It's the land of the stolen and the home of the slave. November 9th, 2015 on Facebook. Laws legally allowing white supremacy. What if he had said laws legally allowing the catch and release of black supremacists? Again, I ask you, what if this switch everything here that says white, which he does multiple times, with black? Because we were just told that Kyle Rittenhouse was a racist who shot three white people.
If he wrote that, he wouldn't have understood what an acronym is.
Well, you could be correct.
Yes.
If anything, his bail should have been set higher for grammatical infractions. February 20th. This is very hard.
Math for me. That's boys.
Why. There are very instances where I have to read this word for word. February 23rd, 2016. Cops instructions on how to kill black people, and he has a whole post. Then he says this: run them over, and then he goes on to say later, since they are trying to block the street, you should not be charged with anything. Then January 8th, 2016, he wrote, repeat after me, I thought he had a gun, he reached for his waistband, I feared for my life. This is him saying that white officers are being trained to simply go out and kill black people.
Yeah.
These three phrases will ensure that you can kill anyone you want and no jury will convict you. And then he said on January 1st, 2016, no matter how much you trust the police, always remember the police are trained to never trust you. And here we have a collage of more posts without words that are obviously racist. And this is, look, not only is it racist, let's assume, because not everyone is a horrible black supremacist as this person is who goes out to kill white people. But there are a lot of black people who, if they believe that the cops are out there to kill you, if they believe that the system is designed to kill black people and execute them without any sort of justification. Just like, you know, we always said, if you call conservatives, if you call every Trump voter a Nazi, well, guess what? It makes treating those people subhumanely acceptable.
Yeah.
Who here wouldn't punch an actual Nazi who enjoyed gassing Jews? Mm. Who here would not want an armed revolution if they believed that the police were being taught to go out through black neighborhoods and kill you? Who here would have a problem with that if you actually believed it? He believes this. Some of these are reposts from other media outlets, to be clear. He is, when we talk about the radicalizing, think about this for a second. The New York Times did an article about the radicalizing of the right, the young right wing, and they had a picture of Dave Rubin and Philip DeFranco. That was considered radicalization. This is considered radicalization. This guy is parroting what you hear on CNN and AOC's feed. How is that not radicalization? It is far worse than saying, hey, hold on a second, all men created equal, and I don't think that we should be basically subscribing to critical race theory as it's known now, black liberation theology, identity politics, right, moral relativism. That's considered more extreme than run them over? That's considered more extreme than knock old people, old white people the fuck out? Let's be really, really clear about this. This is evil stuff. This is ugly stuff. And this guy believed it. And this guy acted on it.
And this guy's been encouraged by what he's seen to go out and do it.
Yeah.
There's no consequences to stuff like this. Yeah. And eventually it leads you to being so frustrated that you're like, screw it.
I don't, well, we should, to be clear, we're not saying there are no consequences to running people over.
What we're saying is
there are no consequences to posting these things on social media.
Well, there's very little immediate consequence when the media just goes to defending you.
Well, no, the consequences I'm talking about of his previous behaviors, his previous law-breaking behaviors have apparently not had a ton of consequences associated with them. Because he's back out, a bail jumper. As I said yesterday, I was like, holy crap. You don't need to be a crack detective to go, maybe we should keep this guy here because he's got bail jumper in his bio.
And he's a felon.
And he trafficked underage women.
Yeah.
Admit it.
I feel like you should do, I don't know, less than 5 years ago that was?
Yeah.
What, 6 years ago?
Well, I feel like
you should do more time than that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you should do more time.
Shouldn't you at least do the person's age?
That's a good idea.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And no, seriously.
Yeah. And no solitary. They put you in the rapist ward and they unlock your cell.
Yeah, that's the best. They should do that anyway.
They should absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Then you can do a week.
Yep.
Because you won't make it, son.
It's like Fleet Week.
Pop that ass.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry. What? Hey.
No. That's distasteful when we're talking about someone who trafficked underage minors and choked and strangled and tried to run people over with his car. We wouldn't want to be distasteful.
Could you call him a gentleman?
Yeah. Well, let's call him a gentleman.
Gentleman.
Well, gentle person. He or she.
I'm sorry, you're right.
We don't know.
Where's Sideburns, girl? Let's
There'd be no way of knowing. And by the way, we also did some digging, and the guy fancied himself one of those rappers there, Dave.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Oh.
One of those very rare breakthrough rapper.
Hmm. Oh.
One of these breakthrough rapping cases. And
is he funded by the government?
I have no idea.
Like the other one?
You have an Airbnb?
If it weren't enough, we just put together some of his, again, all references available. You can look at the link in the description. Of his SoundCloud songs where he talks about being a terrorist, where he talks about killing white people. Here's a nice little, let's call it a remix.
A proclamation using every type of deceptive method to further us into slavery, called second-class citizenship. I think that it would take a whole lot of nerve for white people today to ask Negroes do they hate them.
This that Malcolm X shit, revolutionary. This for my niggas in the can eating commissary.
Okay.
For every ghetto in America.
Hey, you know what? Pause there, quarterback. If I get copyright struck for this shit, I am going to be livid. You know what, Tim, the toolman on audio there, can you, add your own flavor to it? Add some stuff so that it's transformative.
I think
This that Donald Trump flow, and whoever hated, this for the streets.
AK-47, just like Malcolm,
I got that AK-47, just like Malcolm, these devils try to take me down, bet they coming with them. Police is tripping, fuck around and be a shooting victim. I keep it on me, I kill one for show, I kill the witness.
It keeps going.
It does. He just keeps flowing.
Talking down, you don't want it. No, you scared of this. We about that action anywhere. Yeah, we terrorists.
Oh, he's a terrorist.
Yeah.
He admitted it.
Terrible. Hope you right with God, cause a casket with you headed for.
Oh, threatened to kill you.
Here's another one.
Oh, to change it up. Another victim like a scared gardener. Man, make it hard to breathe like it's yours, boy. Minutes, no more.
Military police, I'ma go regardless. We gon' do a backdraft, call it Ron Howard. Tell my niggas when to move, I got dime power. Still tough, mugging niggas like I'm Bill Cowher.
What are we doing?
12, cause they all cowards. We ain't selling cigarettes, front to Eric Garner. We don't do no fake bills, this here all proper. Such a talent.
Steals, that's for all the not cowards. A joke.
It's a remix.
Sure. Someone sign here, and here. Yeah.
Sure it's not a joke?
Hey, keep in mind, we said we should have seen the warning signs of the Columbine shooters because they played Doom. Mm.
Well, you never heard Dylan Klebold's rap track?
Jeez.
His ska band was really...
Ska band, yeah.
Yes.
It's called Real Big Terrorists.
Yes, it was... Actually, I think the shooting was better than most ska.
Yeah.
What happened?
Terrible.
I'm sorry.
That sucks.
What happened?
So in other words, we talk about warning signs, right? Was this man radicalized, right? If it's
Can I say one thing
that
is important? With Malcolm X, I think people do not understand. Malcolm X watched his father get tied to a train track in Lansing by the KKK and killed. He had reason to have hate. Now, if you read his biography and you actually take time to look into the man, he did, at the end of his life, feel that everybody was equal. He had said that he made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
Violence was not the answer. Malcolm X was an extremely intelligent guy.
Yeah.
And he's one of the... He really is one of the people used completely incorrectly in history for what his belief ended up being. And when he did change to peace, he was killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By his own group of people.
But keep in mind, when you listen to this gentleman here, he decides to align with the Malcolm X period, the fomenting hatred period.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Is you have people who use it on the left, black liberation theologists, critical race theorists, right? And they ignore the latter half of his life. And so then, unfortunately, people on the right have to acknowledge the inspiration of Malcolm X. It would be nice, just like I've talked about with, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali voted for Ronald Reagan. He campaigned for Orrin Hatch.
Well, and...
no one knows that. He campaigned for Orrin Hatch.
Well, and Malcolm X's nickname was Red. Do you know why? Because he was part white. And that was another thing that
I don't understand why that would be red.
Well,
he's a mixed community member.
He had red hair.
Oh, one of those albinos.
He dyed it.
Yeah.
It wasn't natural.
He's one of my brothers.
Yes. But he's a quarter B.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Except he was closer to half B.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, he was somebody who
passed the eyeball test.
He also dealt with that in his life. Like he has a very, like, I read his biography, not that I'm an expert on it, but it just it is amazing to see how incorrectly he's used.
Yeah. He's used incorrectly by both sides. Unfortunately, his legacy to the black community
could be much better.
But they've chosen the worst parts. Yeah. They've chosen the lowlights. What I mean by that, the Farrakhan's of the world, even Barack
Who
Obama's
killed him,
of the world.
By the way, that group.
That group, yeah. I should say, of people. I don't know, religious peace, something.
Yeah, it's very peaceful. Nation of Islam murdering
mostly
you,
peaceful.
Yeah,
sorry, mostly
not with the Jews.
Well,
when we talk about anti-Asian crimes, it must be white people. When we talk about anti-Semitism, you can go to Farrakhan's congregation on any given day that he's speaking and see worse than what you've seen in American History X. And people are like, what are we going to do? It's a problem.
Monetize them.
How about you cover it? How about we start with that? Hey, media, how about you cover this? This is one of those things where you can't say, we didn't know. Really? You had no idea that this guy was going to do it. I don't know. I would have had a hunch if I were, for example, the FBI or the authorities, but they were too busy covering up drone footage in the Rittenhouse trial. Yeah. I would say, you know what? I think we might see something coming down the pike with this guy that could be bad. Why? Because he says he's going to kill white people and run people over with his car. Also, he's tried to do it twice. So I don't know if that's enough for a case.
He's also incredibly racist.
Yes, yeah, but we got some white parents, though, that care about their kids, so we need to investigate them instead. We can't.
Did you hear his flow?
I play it on a loop.
Yeah. Come on.
It's hard out here for a shitty racist
Maybe
rapper.
If white people could rap a little better.
Yeah. Black Snake groan. So
it's not even a movie about hip hop.
Three Sucks Mafia.
That was Hustle and Flow.
Bone Pugs and Harmony.
I'm saying for this guy.
Both of you,
him
stop.
Names.
This room just got whiter.
Very white.
Stop making
is that possible?
Gerald, you know rap better than what you just did.
I do, on purpose.
I know. He knows rap very well. You look at him. You wouldn't think that dressed like a pilgrim.
Yeah, well, you know, we love to get down.
Yeah, he was ghetto.
Oh, my gosh. That movement with that blonde hair, blue eyes, is the face that Weinstein sees in his nightmares.
But picture him without that tooth.
Yeah.
Now he's ghetto.
Yep. Ghetto. Funny is, when I first met him, he was missing a tooth.
I know.
Was shot out with a BB gun.
Oh, that's what I'm referencing. Yeah.
Well,
people don't realize.
That was my street cred, man.
That's what I mean. He's hood.
I took a bullet to the mouth.
Yeah. What happened to you, Gerald? What happened?
I literally got shot in the mouth.
You took a pellet.
No, stop. It looked like a rifle, and it shot a projectile, and so.
I don't know if you guys are going to get upset about this. Before I get to Ghislaine Maxwell. I used to have conversations with my wife, then fiance, because Gerald was missing a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I would be like, how do we tell him to fix that? Because you were single. And we were like, I don't know. That could be. I'm not saying it's only that, but that's a component.
It's 80%.
And my wife and I had conversations as to how we would bring it up, because we just thought it rotted out of your skull.
No.
And then when I found out you had this backstory that it was shot out with a pellet, I'm like, oh, well, then he knows. This wasn't by choice or neglect. It was by assault.
I thought it was Laffy Taffy.
Yes.
How do I neglect one tooth?
I don't know.
Oh, you got a lot of them in there.
Maybe you have weird brushing Maybe technique.
One, you just didn't brush the
I
one.
I just kind of missed as I'm transferring over every single day of my life.
You didn't order Ben Shapiro's electric quip.
But whenever you see, like, somebody who's missing like a front tooth, you're surprised if they're in like a new shirt, because you're like, shouldn't that just go in the tooth fund?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, everything should be tooth fund, then everything else.
Yeah.
Did you just put subwoofers in your car?
Like, why? You want to rattle the one next to it out?
Yes, exactly.
What's the matter with you? Did you just spend $800 on a back tattoo that no one will ever see?
I feel like if you have one tooth, that's very possible.
Buy yourself a pair of pliers. Wedge it back in there.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Is that a lower back tattoo? Well, I couldn't fix the tooth, so I just wanted to look like I had one tooth.
I wanted to set the look.
Fit the rest of it. You know?
I went for a Banana Republic sale, and I just knocked this one to even it out.
Yeah, at that point, you might as well just put suspenders on a garbage can and wear that.
We love that you have your teeth back.
No, so do I. I was just too poor to fix it.
But
no joke.
He actually knows a ton about hip hop. We've talked. That's why it
surprises people when I start singing, like, you know, 90s hip hop, and they're like, wait, what?
Wait,
you don't sing 90s hip hop. So
depends if you're the Nate Dogg part. You certainly do.
Yeah. All right,
we're not gonna wrap. We have to move on to Ghislaine Maxwell. So, bang bang, Ghislaine's hammer came down upon their head. Okay.
What lane?
Underage sex trafficker. So, look, no one's paying attention to this. The jury selection is starting this week. For people who don't know, Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice in underage sex trafficking.
Yeah.
But at this point, it really could have been Daryl Brooks Jr., or it could have been Rosenbaum, or it could have been that other person from Kenosha who was a Crystal, I can't remember her name, killed.
Kaiser.
Seems like we have an epidemic, Crystal Kaiser, have an epidemic Kaiser, of underage sex trafficking.
Yeah. Who knew?
How are these people keep? How do they keep getting out? Oh, that's okay. That's right. That's right. Bail.
Ah,
bail. Dang it.
We've talked about
it. It's like I forgot what I talked about not too long ago.
Yeah. I mean, right.
It's short-term memory loss from being assaulted with never-ending evil.
Right. Insanely low bail. That's right. I forget.
That's right. I forgot. But you didn't happen to, you didn't happen to traffic underage minors for sex with the most deplorable people on earth, did you? Yes. Well, look, that's $1,000 for you. And let's just promise you won't do it again for the fifth time. Yes. Also, no more running over anyone with your Ford Escape. Come on now.
I thought it was underage old prospectors.
Yes.
That's why I set the bail so low.
We talked about this.
Wrong kind of minor.
That court in Batman that was sentencing them to walk out on the ice seems very reasonable now.
Yeah.
Like it should.
Really? That really is
the
Batman?
Best. There's a lot of Batman references.
Yeah.
Really there. I haven't seen it in a while.
Really? I think you're lying.
That is the best court ever, though. That should be pedophile court.
Yeah, pedophile court.
Guilty.
It's just exile. Dying in the ice.
Like, I don't want to walk out in the ice. You go, what's that across the pond there? You just have the Hardy Boys. You're like, go help them light that campfire. All right. And then they go through.
Just a kid picking up a quarter. And he's like, ah.
Crack fall.
Ah.
And then he ends up in pedophile hell, which is just it's just earth without clay.
Yeah.
We've been there.
Yeah. That's all it is.
There is a buffet, but there's just no kids.
No. Gary Coleman is a full-age Richard Pryor. Like, oh, no. They've taken everything I love.
Gary Coleman's 6'3" in pedophile hell.
Yes, exactly.
No, I like the idea of Gary Coleman because then he walks up and he thinks it's a child. Then he realizes it's Gary Coleman.
Yeah. Who's the other
guy? It's just, you know, someone like an Epstein shows up and Emmanuel Lewis is now meta world peace.
That's it, Emmanuel Lewis.
Yeah.
I was trying to think. Emmanuel Lewis, also known in my head as the other Gary Coleman.
Right, yes, exactly. Teen Beat magazine. Kathy Ireland. Oh, I'm really sick. So.
Sick.
And there is no Thriller album. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, come
what?
On.
What?
Nope.
There's
nope.
a line, Steven.
So no one's paying attention. Ghislaine Maxwell, this is the U.S. versus Ghislaine Maxwell. There was another. Yeah. There's so many lawsuits, which, you know, with underage sex trafficking, there kind of should be.
Oh,
so let me give you a quick recap. This is going to be happening really now, jury selection and over the Thanksgiving break. I don't know when they necessarily recess.
Yeah.
They're waiting to see the names of those involved with the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. So a past civil lawsuit against Jeffrey Epstein by the alleged victims gave some clues as to who could be the co-conspirators. Hmm. It listed Harvey Weinstein, Miramax, and Disney. Also, the lawsuit.
Well,
No. There's a lot more.
There's more?
There's more, yes.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
Just keep going down.
I think there's a few more than just.
Okay. Universal co-conspirators, Universal Music Group, Beyonce, Kanye West, and Sprint. Well, I guess they couldn't get kids interested in Boost.
Wow. Wow.
So the lawsuit also says
Steven, I'm sorry. There's. There's more.
There's more people list? More companies
there's
list?
There's more on the list?
There's a couple more,
It's a longer list if you'll
Flip
the page.
That's right. I have it. Also listed Viacom, CBS, the 1953 Trust, Rock Nation, Robert Kelly, David Boies, Milton Brown, NYPD, and Sony. And Sony, moving on
son of a bitch. I hate to say this, but I mean, it really is kind of like the whole world.
How many people have been involved with underage sex trafficking?
I don't.
And no one knew?
It's a secret.
There's more?
A little more.
Not a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so also named in the lawsuit, U.S. versus Ghislaine Maxwell, the assistant to Jeffrey Epstein, who helped rape countless underage women. Def Jam Recordings, Marcelo Klar, Virgil Abloh, Parkwood Entertainment, Sir Philip Green, Black Cube LTD, Terrence Thornton, Vivendi, SA. I don't know. Note that the civil suit was dismissed on standing, kind of like the election lawsuits.
But it, and you know, just to top it off, I guess Joe Biden actually just promoted the judge and kind of federalized him a little.
Vice President Joe Biden.
Former Vice President Joe Biden did that.
Just federalized the judge to the appeals court.
Promoted
him
to a prestigious federal position. So, he was the presiding.
I'm sorry, the judge who's been charged.
No, it's the.
They change it to Judge Allison Nathan is now going to.
What? I mean, it's.
After her promotion, is going to hear the trial.
So he put in a judge.
That's right. I'm looking at this here. Guys, I'm learning. Even the New York Times said that that would be a conflict of interest. President Joe Biden did it.
Former Vice President.
He did it? This is from the New York Times. It says one hypothetical question was whether Ms. Maxwell's lawyers might seek to have the judge recuse herself because the Biden administration would be in a position to derail her promotion. Oh, they're sort of saying it like it's a negative. Huh. If she did not favor the government in her trial. Yeah.
Be a shame if you lose that promotion.
Well, look, yeah. I don't know. Look, I don't want to attribute motive. I'm not in that business because it's not like the Biden family has had anything. Let's not tar and feather their good reputation. Yeah. The Biden family has had nothing to do with underage sex trafficking of any kind, as I understand. The Hunter Biden. Yeah, well, okay, I get it. Sins of the father and what have you, but former Vice President Joe Biden himself wouldn't federalize a judge because he has a vested interest in sexualizing minors.
Well,
is that what he calls pumping gas?
I have no idea, or right? He wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today advised former Vice President Joe Biden to keep his distance.
Coons insisted his daughter was not disturbed by this televised nuzzle from former Vice President Joe Biden in 2015.
There was a huge bank of cameras, about 50. And Joe, who knows her, leaned forward and whispered some encouragement, telling her that she was doing great, that she looked wonderful.
Twice.
Bam!
Oh, no, body language doesn't speak for itself. Oh, my God.
Not today, Satan.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
God.
So it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
Okay, all right, look, what can I say? Okay, you got me. I should have done more research. Yes, Ghislaine Maxwell was involved in the underage sex trafficking with Jeffrey Epstein, and there are like a million companies who've been listed, and it was dismissed on standing. And yes, okay, Joe Biden did federalize the judge, put up someone in the Court of Appeals who may have a conflict of interest. And yes, Hunter Biden had sex with a few underage people and maybe his niece. And yes, Joe Biden is a creepy person who at the very least makes children sexually uncomfortable and has an interest in showering with his daughter. Okay, all of that may be true, but I do not want to be in the business of conjecture. And if that's so, it still does not mean that former Vice President Joe Biden would ever intervene or use any kind of presidential or vice presidential authority to somehow counteract a legal proceeding.
And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Well, not shit. All right. Well, look, I will say that all of this is still pure speculation at this point. YouTube, just to be clear, if you're going to fact check those things, I am just saying that none of that adds up to anything untoward.
Right.
Coincidence.
Yeah. Yes.
It is a lifetime of coincidences. Mm-hmm. And on that note, please smash that like button. If you're watching on YouTube, comment below as to why you think this is going on and no one is covering Ghislaine Maxwell. And if you think that we should have pedophile court where we make them go walk out on a thinly iced pond YouTube, thank you very much. We're going to play newest gender pronouns. You can piss off.
He's back.
Okay.
What are you doing?
No, not him pissing. Stop it. Stop it, Native. Stop it. Let's go. Piss off YouTube.